Is ABC News.
And this is Como News 1000 FM 97.7. Let's get another traffic update from Max Tucker. He's in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
In Seattle on northbound 5, the two left lanes will be closed for construction between Denny Way and 7th Avenue until about 5 a.m. tomorrow. Already starting to see some slowing near Denny Way with moderate congestion nearing the exit. Also in Seattle on 5th Avenue, a collision at University Street has the left eastbound lane blocked. Expect some heavy slowing here in a minute. Your next update at 10:14.
Shannon O'Donnell has our forecast.
Well, hi, everybody. Friday night in Western Washington, it will start out starry. It will end up foggy again by dawn. Highs on Saturday, back into the mid-70s. It's going to be just a gorgeous start to the weekend for outdoor plans. Sunday looks quite different, though. That will be our transition into a very rainy pattern for the rest of the month. We'll see rain at times on Sunday and heavy rain at times Monday and Tuesday with a chance for thunder and lightning as well. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Clear skies, currently 63 in Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good evening. It is 10:05. I'm Kelly Blyer with the top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. A local expert in public health Como has leaned on many times during the pandemic is again critical of federal health officials. He tells Como's Ryan Harris it's about poor communications.
UW Medicine's Dr. Ali Mokdad used to work for the Centers for Disease Control, but he says the CDC and other government officials have done a really poor job with communication about the COVID risk and confusing messages throughout the pandemic.
We told people you need a booster, then we said no. Then we came back and said a booster for people above 65. It's so confusing, even for somebody like me. And that's a danger when the public loses trust in the agency. That's a damage that will last for a long time.
Mokdad tells me he supports boosters for all, though he'd like to see the CDC do studies on waning immunity and which vaccines have the most breakthroughs. As for the ethics of boosters, when much of the world still has limited access to vaccines, Mokdad says, we're told to put on our own oxygen mask first in an airplane emergency, so we have to care for ourselves to be able to care for others. Ryan Harris, Como News.
With COVID patients filling hospitals across the state, a shortage of caregivers in those facilities is only making things more stressful. A Bellingham nurse who was placed on leave 3 weeks ago for refusing the COVID vaccine talked with Como's Carlene Johnson about the crisis.
September 1st was the deadline set by Peace Health Medical Centers for employees to be vaccinated against COVID, or at least be in the process of getting the vaccine. Those who refused were placed on unpaid leave. Nancy Lynn, a nurse with Peace Health in Bellingham, tells Como she's not anti-vaccine by any stretch, but she and many other medical workers don't believe the COVID vaccine is working as promised, and most of them have already had COVID and believe their natural immunity is sufficient.
I mean, we need to be asking ourselves, like, why are we thinking that the entire population needs to be protected by this vaccine that is not working?
Now, the Washington State Nurses Association in a statement writes they support vaccination requirements for frontline healthcare workers, but also expect employers to bargain the mandate, not just force it. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
We told you on Wednesday about how an indigenous woman from the Lummi Nation disappeared while on a trip to Las Vegas. Como's Charlie Harger tells us she's been found safe.
Distressed family members told Como they felt Rita Mae Finkbonner's disappearance was just as important as the Gabby Petito case. Finkbonner was with friends in Vegas earlier this month, but ran into some legal issues, got separated from them, and she never came home. She hadn't been heard from for 20 days, but Vegas police found Finkbonner safe Thursday night. Annie Forsman Adams of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force told Como Wednesday, it's important to shine a light on these cases.
Communities have the power to force people to pay attention. And so I really hope that we just continue to show up for victims in all of those ways.
Finkbonner still has those legal issues to work out, but the bottom line here is she's safe. Charlie Harger, Como News.
Washington State will have an additional $927 million for the current two-year budget cycle and an extra $931 million for the next 2 years over what was projected in the June revenue forecast. The state's chief economist, Dr. Steve Lurch, says one of the big drivers is higher personal incomes. And he says higher inflation should boost most components of personal income.
Wages, rental payments, interest and dividend payments. So we have higher personal income. That generates
generates more sales activity, more tax collections.
Lurch says the apparent decline in COVID cases is good for consumer confidence, but he says if it goes back up, fewer of us will go out and spend money, and that could also slow supply chain recovery, which could contribute to higher inflation. A nationwide shortage of bus drivers is not just impacting the school day, but now after school sports as well. Como's Brian Calvert reports.
Imagine having plans to watch your kids' football game tonight, only to get a call saying no game because the other team doesn't have a bus driver.
We're doing everything we can to give as much advance notice as possible.
That's Spokane School Superintendent Dr. Adam Swinyard. He tells KXLY some after-school activities are being called off because of transportation shortages. And when a driver calls in sick, it's a house of cards.
Because there is such a significant driver shortage, that also translates into not having a pool of substitute drivers.
Schools around here are having bus driver shortages as well, but we have yet to hear of an extracurricular being canceled. Getting to and from school, that's a different story.
I was working on Tuesday, and there was no way that I could pick her up.
New drivers are being trained, but that takes time, so even the Seattle School District has warned parents we likely face several more weeks of late buses or no buses at all on certain routes. Brian Calvert, Como News.
Como News time is 10:10 as we head over to the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Mariners at the bottom of the ninth lead 6-5 against the LA Angels. Eric Hines has more of our sports headlines.
The Seattle Kraken are getting ready for their first preseason game this Sunday against Vancouver in Spokane. Head coach Dave Haxtell says he's still working on different line combinations.
What we like to do is put some combinations together and see what that chemistry looks like. In order to see that, you have to give it 2 or 3 days to build together, possibly even, you know, leave it together through one exhibition game, and then we have the opportunity to look at a different combination. So
he says there's not enough time before the season begins to try too many different lineups. The regular season debut is at the Vegas Golden Knights on October 12th. The Seahawks look to bounce back from last week's collapse against the Titans at home with a win Sunday over the Vikings on the road. The Vikings, meanwhile, are looking for their first win of the season. The NFL has announced Super Wild Card Weekend will wrap up with a Monday night game beginning this season's playoffs. Two games will take place on Saturday with three more on Sunday, followed by one more contest on Monday night. Sports at 10 and 40 minutes past the hour. I'm Eric Heintz, Como News.